Plants have a certain soil pH level that they grow best in. Learn how to tell if the pH is too high in your field and what to do about it on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
You wouldn't drive just any tractor, so why use just any diesel fuel? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has 7 top quality additives for better performance and less downtime than typical number 2. And it's backed by agriculture's best warranty. So ask yourself, what's in your diesel fuel? And more importantly, why settle for anything less than the best in your equipment? Upgrade to Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the 3 big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
The perfect soil pH for growing field crops ranges between 6.2 and 6.8. If you get much above 7.3, the soil pH is considered high. This causes a reduction in nutrient availability and makes plants more sensitive to certain herbicides. Either the chemicals work too well or not at all. Robert Haft is an emeritus professor of soil fertility at the University of Illinois. He says particularly in soybeans, the 2 nutrients that are affected the most by high pH are iron and manganese.
They both have what we call interveinal chlorosis. The veins stay green, and between the veins, they get chlorotic or yellowed. With iron, the chlorotic area oftentimes will go to a white, and the leaves will just look like they're bleaching out. On manganese, instead of getting white, they tend to get a rusty appearance.
He says if you're east of the Mississippi River, you're likely to have a manganese deficiency. West of the river, it's usually iron that's lacking. It isn't practical to correct a high pH problem in the soil itself, so foliar sprays are needed.
If it's manganese deficiency, you can spray them, they'll green up. If it's iron deficiency, it's more difficult to correct the problem with a foliar spray. With iron, you're better off selecting the varieties that are more resistant to the problem.
Haft says don't spray the entire field, just spray the affected areas. If other parts of the field aren't showing symptoms, it's not a problem. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about dealing with high pH levels in your soil at agriculture.com.